Good morning to everyone. I'm very happy to tell you that in my house, we have just gotten the power back thanks to the assistance of the people in Veco and all your prayers. Of course, we had to keep it up, working on it day after day until yesterday. When we got it, I don't know what time, I was out of the house the whole day. And when I arrived in the afternoon, about 4 or 5 p.m., they already had power back. Today we read and follow St. Mark again, chapter 2 this time, about something that confirms what we have been saying these past days. In the Gospels and in our reflections about the Gospel. When Jesus returned to Capernaum, word went round that he was back. And so many people collected that there was no room left, even in front of the door. Just like standing room only, and there were still people around the house. In any case, he was preaching the word to them. When some people came, bringing him a paralytic, carried by 4 men. But as the crowd made it impossible to get the man to him, they stripped the roof over the place where Jesus was. And this was a possible way of gaining entry into the house, because the way Jewish houses were constructed, they did not have these pointed roofs that we have. Roofs that incline to the side so that water would collect along the gutters and down the downspouts. In their case, their tops were like buildings also we do have, wherein people could go out on their top floor, exposed to the sky, or maybe with some roofing, partial roofing, but with the sky to contemplate and the rest of the city to check out. So it was flat, so there was usually a flight of stairs up to that point. So people would lounge there late afternoons and observe the sunset and relax. So they opened from that flooring. And as it says in the Gospel, they stripped the roof over the place where Jesus was. I can imagine these 4 men who were helping this paralytic. Gratitude. Well, I am very grateful for those 4 who must have been friends with the paralytic, who assisted him. He had no physical way or manner to gain entrance or gain audience with Christ. So I don't know where he came from or what, but he was carried by these 4 men. And they made that opening and they lowered the stretcher on which the paralytic lay. Some daring, right? Without any qualms, they would surely interrupt what our Lord was doing, preaching. Maybe he would have to stop and pause. Because the Gospel tells us, seeing their faith, it was not a Jesus who was irritated at the disturbance. It was not Jesus who was angry at the annoying interference or anything close to that. We are told by St. Mark, Jesus, seeing their faith, he said to the paralytic, "My child, your sins are forgiven." He saw their faith, something which is not material, something, a reality that only is found or could be found in hearing on the souls of those individuals. and on the souls of anybody who is given this gift from God. It is a gift from God. Faith. He saw their faith. And he forgave the paralytic's sins. Something invisible. Something nobody could discern physically. Only the Lord could read the soul of that paralytic. He could detect the sins, whatever sins there were. He read minds. He's God. He knows everything. But he saw their faith in coming, taking the trouble, coming to Christ, seeking a cure. Obviously, a cure for the ailment, the physical ailment of the paralytic. So these past days, we appreciated from the Gospels our Lord's action, curing the sick, giving sight to the blind, making people who were lame and paralyzed able to walk again, to move again. So he was introducing this very event now from the physical, obviously discernible reality of physical ailments being cured. He was now shifting to something of another kind of ailment, but still ailments, of the soul. My child, your sins are forgiven. Listen to this. Now some scribes were sitting there, and they thought to themselves, how can this man talk like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God? And they were right. Only God could forgive sins. Because God is the one offended, principally offended. And they were right. Now Jesus introduced himself able also to cure these infirmities of the soul because he had the power. And he proved that he had the power by curing, by showing that power, curing physical ailments. Because we learn from St. Mark the following. Jesus, inwardly aware that this was what they were thinking, said to them, why do you have these thoughts in your hearts? Which of these is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, pick up your stretcher and walk? And here it comes. Listen to this. But to prove to you that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he turned to the paralytic, I order you, pick up, or rather get up, pick up your stretcher and go off home. And the man got up, picked up his stretcher at once, and walked out in front of everyone, so that they were all astounded and praised God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. Wow, right? And we can repeat that many times. Alleluia. Laus Deo. Praise the Lord. But remember, this thing of hearing our Lord saying, your sins are forgiven, as direct and as clear as that, nobody heard ever in the Old Testament. People had their sins, yeah. And there was no man who could say, no prophet who would say that your sins are forgiven. It would be God who would forgive. They haven't heard those words. And we hear these words when we go to confession also. So clear. That's what God wanted for us. So we could get a washing, we could get a cleaning. So we could start again, so that we get our wounds dressed and cleaned, so we can start again, so that we can begin again. From death, we go back to life in the soul. And God could do that, and Jesus could do that. because they said, we have never seen anything like this. And they praise God. And we praise God as well. Let's make use of confession so that we get the ailments of our souls cured. And don't worry if you have to go many times. You go several times. We have to go several. That's why God, Christ, instituted it as the normal way to get our sins forgiven. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. He said, after breathing into them, or unto them, the Holy Spirit, when he appeared to them after he resurrected. Right? So we have to submit our sins to the priest to get them forgiven. The priest, in any way, I mean, the priest may be a saint or a big sinner, but he has the power to forgive sins. Thank you for listening. And I give you my blessing in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ciao!